Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The dream is made real. Ricky Hatton rocks the world.
How do you like it? How do you like it?
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It's over. Mamma mia, he's done it. Anthony Joshua defeats Vladimir Klitschko.
Welcome back, fight fans, to the big fight preview for Lee Woods' defence of the WBA featherweight title against Michael Conlon this coming weekend. I'm really excited for this fight, and I'm excited to see what both guys are going to bring to the ring this coming weekend. I mean, there's some good fights on the card, which we'll talk about. Some good fighters, should I say, on the card, which I'm interested in talking about over this weekend. But this is the main fight for me of the weekend. And Johnston, as always, you know, I'm going to hand this over to you to give a sort of opening statement about this particular fight in the featherweight division. And, you know, we know about Lee Wood. We know about his great fight against Kan Zhu and winning the title and knocking him out in the 12th round. But then Michael Conlon's always had this expectation about him becoming a world champion ever since the Olympics and the amateur days. What are your opening thoughts on this?
I think for me, I mean, I know Lee Wood, 15 knockouts in, 27 fights. People may look at that record and think, you know, he's not a big puncher, but he is a puncher for this division. He's a big guy and he can hit hard. So for me, straight away, the styles are you got a puncher against a brawler in a way. I know he's better than a brawler, but he's a puncher against a boxer. And it's a matter of what do you prefer, really? I think that's the first thing that springs to mind when I think of Lee Full. I love that. Lee Fullwood as well, his little nickname there, against Mick Conlon. Mick Conlon, obviously the boxer. Wood is big, he's strong, he's powerful. He's going to have to use that to really put it on Conlon. We'll go into this in a minute, but it's very intriguing. Actually, the more the fight comes, sort of approaches, I actually find myself really looking forward to this. This has the potential to be a fight of the year because the fact that you've got two completely different styles. And we all know that two different styles tends to create a good fight. It could also create a dull one. But I'm on the positive side of things here, and I think I'm hoping as well, Sean. I don't know if we know yet. I don't think the judges have been released. I'm hoping there's no English judges, mate.
Well, there's no question about the fact that there'll be an English judge somewhere along the line in this. I don't know who the officials are. I'm not aware at this point of recording, but I'm guessing there'll be a lot of eyes on this fight, with it being a big fight, with it being, you know, a British and Irish fighter involved in it for a world title. I think it's going to be a lot of eyes on the fight in that regard, and people are going to hope that, you know, should it go the distance, then, you know, people are not going to see another controversial ending to a fight after seeing what we've seen recently. But I'm not so sure it will go as straightforward as that. I think when we seen Taylor Catterall a few weeks ago, we've seen for me, an outright one-sided winner. Whereas, you know, this fight, I think, could be actually a little bit closer than what people expect. And I want to go a little bit into Lee Wood, really, because, you know, I don't think he's getting the credit he deserves going into this fight. I think you look at his career and automatically, as a fight fan, you look at 25 wins and 2 losses. And it's the 2 losses that people always seem to focus on with a fight. Oh, well, who's he been beaten by? Well, you look at him being beat by Jazza Dickens when he was in that Golden Contract tournament in 2020. But he's come back from that since then, and he beat an undefeated fighter in Reese Mould. And then he's beaten a fighter who was quite, I'd like to say he was a feared fighter in the featherweight division in Kanzu. And there was a lot of talk of Warrington and Zhu fighting and unifying 2 titles that they both held respectively. But then when he came into this fight last year, and he really put it on Kanzu, he really gave it to him, and in the 12th round he stopped him in what was a brilliant fight, one of the fights of the year for me for 2021. He just shown that he had a different level that we'd not seen him get to yet. And people could argue then he could have gone up to that level when he fought Jazza Dickens and he lost to Jazza Dickens, but I think that's unfair to sort of say that about him. These things happen in boxing where Some fighters do have your number. You just can't find a way to win, or you're not having the best of nights at the office. And I think Kanzu was his greatest win on his record. Of course it was. But now he's going in there against an undefeated Michael Conlan, who I've not looked at the bookies. I've not looked at the odds for it. I don't know if Conlan is the favourite. In my mind, I've always seen Conlan as being targeted as the A-side because of his resume, because of his transition from Olympics and amateur career to professional career. And, you know, obviously he's had some notable wins in Jason Cunningham, and he rematched Vladimir Nikitin, who he was beaten on controversially in the Olympic final. And then his last fight was the one that stood out to me significantly because of the name on his record, which is TJ Doner, who was a former world champion himself not too long ago. So I think that people now look at Conlan as the A-side, the master boxer, the guy that's going to be able to go in there and probably run rings around Lee Wood this coming weekend. But I genuinely don't think it's going to be as straightforward as that. I do think Wood is going to find a way to close the distance and the gap down and give Conlan some problems that he's not faced throughout his career. And this is why I like doing these sort of breakdowns and analysis of fights, is because you never really know truly how this fight is going to go down. You can sit there and call yourself a boxing analyst all you want, but for me, it's the sort of the what-ifs of what could happen in this fight. And first of all, Johnston, I don't think it's going to be as straightforward as maybe what some people do think about Conlan outboxing Wood.
I don't either. I think the fact is with Mick Conlan, you know, he had that... he's got an amateur career, and you know the issue there when he won but lost, and then he gave the judges the finger. That sort of sparked something, and there's a lot of interest in Mick. You know, not only that, he's Irish, and the Irish love to follow their fighters. It's always great to see great atmospheres. Obviously, this is in Nottingham, but I mean, just jump into Lee Wood for a minute, and people, you're right. People will see the 2 defeats and see that he got stopped. You've got to remember that Lee Wood is very big for a featherweight. Now, he was actually oversized when he fought Gavin McDonnell. For me, I thought, I was surprised to see him, you know, fight. So if you see the size of him, you wouldn't think he was a super bantamweight, put it that way. You see him walk around the street, there's no way he walked around as a super bantamweight. And I think that Gavin McDonnell fight, when he lost that, it's a long time ago as well, 2014, he learned a lot from that. And I think that the weight was an issue for him. That's just my honest opinion. And then from there, I think he's grown into this weight where I think, you know, I think he will move up at some point, to be honest with you. But whether he might struggle at the minute, I don't think so. He could be on a bit of a purple patch, because the Jazza Dickens fight was a very wafer-thin defeat as well. So those 2 defeats on his record, you know, for me, I think there's a weight issue in one, and the other is it was a very close fight, and it could have gone either way. So you can't really look too much into those defeats. But I think the Reese Mould performance was brilliant. I mean, he's got Ryan Doyle on there with a great knockout there as well. David Oliver Joyce, the 9th round stoppage. And obviously, for me, Reese Mould, and obviously Kanzu is the big fight for him. The one thing with Kanzu is Kanzu is a pressure fighter, and he doesn't really change the angles. He comes right at you, and it was perfect for Lee Wood on that night. I'm not, you know, discrediting it, but Kanzu was out of the ring for what, Neil? Just under 2 years as well. I'm not discrediting it, because I think it was one of the best performances from a British fighter last year, barring the performances from Conor Benn. I think he was brilliant, Lee Wood. So for me to become world champion, maybe he is on the uprise and he's in great form. For Mick Conlon, I think again, you know, I think he's been moved rather slowly. I feel that he could have been moved a bit quicker. But you know, it started what, 2017, and 5 years on, he's fighting for a world title. It's probably about right. Don't get me wrong, but I still think that, you know, for everything, all the hype that surrounded him, and he's having his debut in America. You know, he's 30 years old. He's 16-0, 18 knockouts. He's not a big puncher. He loves to go to the body, which would be perfect against Lee Wood. The TJ Dohaney fight was a good win for him. The Takut fight as well. He does, as I said, he goes to the body, but he goes rather low. I think he had a couple of points deducted as well in throughout his career. But, I like Conlon's work. We'll jump onto predictions now. The keys to victory. But I just want to say that it's not as clear cut. I think the more it comes closer to the fight, I think you start to realise that actually Lee Wood is a good fighter, a very good fighter. He's got Ben Davison in his corner as well. And we was highly critical of him in the fight when he was in Josh Taylor's corner. But I must say that Davison in Lee Wood's corner against Kanzu, they obviously had a plan and they executed it perfectly. So just wanted to say that as well.
Well, looking at, like you say, how this fight's going to be won for Lee Wood and Michael Conlon respectively, Lee Wood, well, he'll have to go in and put pressure and smother everything that Conlon is trying to put on him. Conlon, I would imagine, is going to try and box his way to a victory and throw them body shots in and try and stop Lee Wood maybe later on, or go for a points decision and systematically try to break him down over the distance. But I think, you know, if you're Lee Wood and you're Ben Davidson, you're looking at a fighter where he's going to use a lot of lateral movement, he's going to come in at different angles, throw different punches, and I mean, how do you counteract that? For me, it would be to smother the work of the fighter and not let the fighter get a rhythm, not let a fighter get, you know, around, cut the ring off as quickly and as effectively as possible using educated pressure and not going in gung-ho. And I think that's what they're going to do. I'd be surprised if they do something completely different, because Lee Woods, you can't outbox a boxer. You know, this is that old cliche saying, you know, yep. Lee Wood is more of the puncher against Michael Conlon, the boxer. So you've got to be a little bit smarter about how you go about it. And of course, I think they will. I think they'll go down that route. I think they'll try to put pressure on him. I think they'll try to smother his work. I think you might see at times there's a lot of leaning and a lot of holding. It might make for a bit of a spoiler fest in terms of the, you know, the action in the ring. But if that's the effective way for them to win this fight against Conlon and successfully defend the title, then so be it. For Michael Conlon, as I've said, he's going to have to use a lot of movement. He's going to have to switch the angles up. He's going to have to work that body. He's going to have to slow Lee Wood down. Because if Lee Wood does come in and he puts a lot of pressure on, what's the way to do that? To stop him is to slow him down and systematically break him down. Work the body. Go for the openings on the head. Don't just focus on one particular part of the body area. You know, look at switching it up. And I think that's how they're going to try and win this fight. They're going to be looking at moving around, trying to frustrate Lee Wood, getting him to the point where he's not going to be able to effectively throw his jab or throw the hooks in, and he's going to start to struggle a bit more and leave himself open as he's coming in. So I think that's effectively how Michael Conlon wins his fight, is by boxing and using a lot of lateral movement and frustrating Lee Wood into a point where he starts to get more openings and throws them hurtful shots in and starts to slow Wood down. In terms of predictions then, Johnston, I think this fight's going to go down to the wire. And I mean 12 rounds. And I think it's going to be a points decision. And I'm going to say that I think Michael Conlon will just edge this fight. I think it will be like maybe a 116-112 card. That would be my card if I'm scoring this fight without seeing it now on paper based on previous performances and pedigrees. I think a 116-112 for Michael Conlon would be the fight and how it goes down. That's my prediction. What about you? How do you think this fight goes down and who do you see winning it?
Yeah, I think the early part of this fight will determine the end, if you like. It'd be interesting to see whether, if Conlon can establish a lead in the sort of first six rounds, sort of a 5-2, 5-2-7, like a 4-2, sorry, and then maybe nick the seventh, where, and then Mate would have to come forward and chase him, I think that works in Conlon's favour. I think he then could sort of even make it easy for himself. I think with Conlon, I think he does have a tendency to go against the ropes. He leans against the ropes for a bit too long, and he doesn't want to do that against Lee Wood. I think Conlon is the better boxer. That's just standard. I think he has got the superior boxing skills over Lee Wood. Lee Wood's going to need to really throw in them power shots, try and hit the chest of Conlon, and force him to come at him at certain times. If it's pretty even in those first half of the fight, I think the danger with Mick is if he's behind and then he has to force the fight and he has to chase Lee Wood, I think that goes perfectly for Lee Wood, where Lee could actually land something and actually get rid of Conlon or hurt him, put him down, because I think that's better for him. When I've seen him before and he's chasing fighters, I don't think he's as effective. So I think, if anything, we might even see a very tentative early stages. A bit like, the Quigg Frampton fight that took ages to get going, didn't it? It was a bit of a ball fest for the first six rounds. And then it sort of come to age sort of in the last four rounds, if you like. And, this is a bit similar to British fighters. And it obviously didn't have the time to build up as much as Quigg and Frampton. But Conlon just needs to use his boxing skills. I think if he establish an early lead, I think he will win this fight. And I think he wins it, as you say, by a few rounds. But not taking nothing away from Lee Wood. Lee Wood has the power to hurt Mick. I do believe that. And I think he could end up putting him down. Will Conlon get a point deducted? Because he's had a couple in his career. I mean, he does throw him quite low. And he's going to be targeting the body without a shadow of a doubt. So it's a tricky one. And I think the other thing for me that springs to mind is, when I look at Ryder against Jacobs and Taylor against Catterall, the judges have seemingly gone with the aggressor. They've seemingly gone with the guy that puts the pressure on the other fighter. The boxer has not had although we've seen it, we felt that the boxer, he deserved to win the fight. The result hasn't gone that way. So that might work in Lee Wood's favour, and the fact that he's in Nottingham. Sometimes I think judges are here. I think you are seeing it. The judges must be hindered by that. They must be, because how are they putting out some of these cards? And again, I know I'm going to keep mentioning the cards, Sean, but I can't help it. I do think Mick wins this fight. So my prediction will be very close. Lee nicks it. Lee loses to Mick Conlon, but he will put in a good performance. And it might even be one of those again where we're like, I think Lee Wood won it, I think Conlon won it. It won't be as blatant as Catterall against Taylor, but I think Conlon gets it.
Well, there's predictions for the big fight, guys, and we'll just round up the rest of the card then, because this for us is the main card this weekend that we're going to be tuning into. There's no other major fights happening over the weekend. There's one particular fight I will mention after the rest of this card that I suggest that, we should look at. But this card consists of Gary Culley, 13-0, fighting Miguel Vasquez, the old mongoose, the old war horse, coming in back to Britain again to fight another prospect of ours, an Irish prospect, Gary Culley, 13-0. Then we've got Terry Harper returning to the ring. She was supposed to be fighting Heather Hardy, who's pulled out due to an injury, so she's fighting a replacement in Yamila Belen Abelaneda. And then you've got Agyako, I think I pronounced his name right. I always get his name wrong. Who's 10-0 in the middleweight division, quite vocal on social media, fighting Juan Carlos Rubio on this card. Sandy Ryan, 3-0, she's fighting as well against Erica Annabella Farias. And then Thomas Whitaker Hart, Thomas Carty, and a debut from Nico Leviaz this weekend on that particular card. So there's a lot of action on the card, a couple of good fights there this weekend. But there is a fight on Friday that I said I've mentioned, and it's on a Frank Warren bill, Friday the 11th of March at the York Hall on BT Sport, or on our friends over at Daz TV. You can find Chris Bork for the vacant British Super Bantamweight title, fighting Mark Leach, who finally deserves his shot again at the vacant British Super Bantamweight title. Really good fight. 10-0 Chris Bork, big puncher against Mark Leach, who is quite a sublime boxer. That's the other fight for me to check out this weekend. Are you looking forward to some of the other fights then this weekend that are on the cards across the 2 days?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, the Friday night card, I'll definitely pay an interest. Again, if I can, I'll be honest with you, Friday is a bit tricky for me sometimes to actually get to watch a fight. So I'll probably catch up on that. I mean, I'm more interested in the main event with Conlon and Wood and that card. So yeah, I mean, that'd be the make my pick. And then I know there's a fight over in Canada. Samuel Vargas is fighting against Ronowski. That's happening in Toronto. That's the only other fight that I've seen, other card that sort of pays, sort of looking at. So yeah, I mean, that won't be on anything. You'd have to sort of probably stream that or try and catch up on that after if you are interested in Samuel Vargas against Ronowski, the Polski. But yeah, look, I'm just really intrigued for the main event, the big one, Wood Conlon, and how it goes. I'm actually really excited about it. I hope we're not hugely disappointed with some terrible referee, and I just really hope. I'm just so nervous when it comes to these fights now, especially these ones where they're very tight. So yeah, look, it's a good weekend. It's a good fight. I do honestly believe it has the potential there to be one of the contenders for a fight of the year if Lee Wood really puts it on Conlon and puts him down even, and Conlon comes back. I mean, it has the to and fro in of definitely a British fight contender. So I'm hoping it delivers.
Well, it's a great fight. I'm really looking forward to it. It's the fight of the weekend for us, probably for most fight fans across the pond as well in the US of A and Canada. It is a big fight. I think you should be tuning into it. You can catch it on the Zone, or you can check out our friends on Twitter at DazTV for their available services to catch the boxing this weekend. It's a great fight. I'm excited. It's another great weekend of action. And if you haven't already checked out our YouTube channel with all our story-based content, our storytelling content on there, please do go and subscribe to that. If you've not checked out all our other available podcasts, you can do that at Career Profiles, The Darker Side of Boxing, Legendary Nights. Legendary Nights, by the way, guys, we'll be getting a season 3. I know we've mentioned it and alluded to it a few times, but we are preparing for it. We are planning it out, and we will give you some more details as soon as we can. And that is about it for this big fight preview. Short and sweet. Will Lee Wood be able to defend his title this weekend? Will he be able to keep that pressure on Conlon? Or will Conlon step up another gear and show us the potential that we all believe he actually has? Tune in this weekend, fight fans. We're looking forward to it. We'll catch you next week on the Big Fight Reaction.
Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.